on the base, the last shurim. We had a machloikis if Yom Kippurim shechaliyos b'Shabbos, if it is muta b'kneivas yerek or osa b'kneivas yerek. Where Rashi learned pshat, Rav Huna held that it is osa b'kneivas yerek because in Shabbos is an iser d'iraisa of shvusim. In Kneivas Yerek is a shvus. The way Rashi says pshat, it is a shvus, he's matriach, v'yem ha-kippurim l'chol. According to the Meforshim that say that in Kneivas Yerek there is a boira d'rabbonon, so there's a boira d'rabbonon involved. And it is also yem ha-kippurim shchaliyos b'Shabbos, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is mutter. Tanya kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan. We learned a beraise, a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The beraise says, Yom HaKippurim shechaliyos b'Shabbos muter b'kneivas yerek. That it is, even though it's chaliyos b'Shabbos, it's muter b'kneivas yerek. And let us say the girsa of the marshal, v'chein mefatzim be'egoizim mefarchasim berimoinim min hamincha ulamayla mitnei agmas nefesh. And one is also permitted to open up nuts and to separate pomegranates min hamincha lamaylo. Let us see Rashi. Muter b'kneivas yerek, d'shvus lav isura d'yeraisu. That is the svore of Rabbi Yochanan and the Baraisa. Hello d'rabbona. The whole thing is an isur d'rabbona. Hocha mishum agmas nefesh. What is the lomdus about the Baraisa says that there is mipnei agmas nefesh. So what does that mean? She misaken. He's misaken the food. Ve'ein ayoichel. And he doesn't eat it. Varei korev le'inui. So this, Mustamas enhances the inui. Shari. So that's why it is mutter. That means even though mitzadechot is a zilzul and the kedusha shem akipurim, he's matriach miyem kippurim lechayil, aber leidach gise, he's enhancing the inui. V'davke min hamincha lemailar is muta. Shehu shoyev umetzape le'eis achile, ve'ika agmas nefesh tvei. So there, when he wants to eat, and it's in front of him, and he can eat it, so that is an enhancement, that's a hiddur in mitzvah's inui. That is how Rashi learns pshat in that what the Baraisa says, mimnei agmas nefesh. Let us look at the side underneath the Meseiris HaShas, where we hear a perish from the Baal HaMoer, and Roiv Rishonim learn, like this perish. What is the mimnei agmas nefesh? Perish, sheloi yehei teireach b'moitzoi hayoim b'kneive, tehei nafshoi aguma olov. The reason they were matar min hamincha lamaylo to for kneivas yerek is that later in the evening he should be able to eat right away. He shouldn't have agmas nefesh then. Now it's permissible to eat. Now he has to start going to prepare the suda. V'chein mefatzim begoizim mefarim beremoinim. V'davke min hamincha lamaylo. What is the union of a mincha lamaylo? According to Rashi, Rashi said along this. That fakert me mincha lamaylo hu shoyef o mitzape leis achila. So therefore, then there's the hiddur of inui nefesh. According to the Baal HaMoer's pshat, which we are learning now, so fakert, agmas nefesh is fakert. Not to bring about agmas nefesh, to avoid agmas nefesh. You shouldn't have agmas nefesh at night. Is vedavki min mincha lamaylo, shema acher, shehu korev leis ha'oichel, since it is, we're speaking about mincha ktane, so it's pretty close to this manachila. Doime lemi sheyesh loy pas besaloy, loy osi lemeichel minaye punfakel. They really were afraid he might come and eat it. So, but since it's laisa oichel, so he has a pas besaloy, so the meila, they weren't chayish. Avol koidam amincha osa, gazrinan dilma osi lemeichel mina. Fakel. Before that, there's no pas besaloi, so he might come to eat. The Rashi pirish bezeh shamu mishmagmas nefesh bin yinacher. Rashi is goran under a pshat. That fakert, that the whole letter is because he is deriving agmas nefesh. Lo yosher be'enai adkan loshin bal hamoyer. The Ritva explains that what it says in the Bereise, it says Tzvi Alochis. Knevis Yerek is Mutter, Mefatzim Bagoizim, Mefachasim Barimoinim. So what is the Chiddush of Mefatzim Bagoizim, Mefachasim Barimoinim? So the Ritva says there's a greater Chiddush here. The Chiddush is, even though this is Roi Lecha Lachila Ma'achshav, the goyzim and the rimoinim are now roi lachila. Loichayshinon shemo yovei laochloi. So the chiddush is you're allowed to be misasik with these macholim, even though they are edible in their matziv now. Afal pikein loichayshin shemo yovei laochloi. Ma she'ein kein b'kneves yerek. By kneves yerek you don't have this chiddush. The loichazi laachila. It is not roi lachila, u'mechusar tiko. So kneves yerek, I don't have the chiddush of mefatzim by goizim, because kneves yerek is loichazi lachila, u'mechusar tiko. So lechayre from this ritve, we have a raya, it's mat mefurish like the bir haloch in simen tafresh yud alef sif beis. The Magen Avraham in tafresh yud alef says that knivas yerek we have to say is nechal kamoi shehu chai. It is roi to be eaten when it's raw, because he says if it is not roi to be eaten when it's raw, it has to be cooked yet. It's not, you can't eat it raw, so it is muktzeh. The Magen Avraham says that only raw meat is not muktzeh. People used to chew raw meat. But like this, other macholim, which are not eaten raw, are muktzeh. So the Magen Avraham says, if we will say that this yerek is not roi lachilek shehu chai, so it is muktzeh. So how are you allowed to stamazoid? So there's another shayla, it's a shayla of tiltal muktzeh. The Bir Aloche is chaylik on the Magen Avraham. He says that tiltal muktzeh isn't more chomer than the Issa Hachone or the Issa Boira Midarabonon according to the Rava Magid. So Mamela, so if they were matter, Letzairich Agmas Nefesh, whatever the Lomdus of Agmas Nefesh is, they were matter tiltal muktzeh also. That's what the Bir Aloche time is. Not like the Magen Avraham. So here, Lecheir, we have an offer in the Ritva like the Bir Aloche. The Ritva says, Loichazi laachile, it's not roi laachile, mechusar tikun. Takel, so there's no shash of shema yovi lochla. So if it's loichazi laachile, so it is take mukze. So lechera, we have an often a ritve, like, that is similar to the bira loche. Leidach gise, the balamoyer that we just learned, the balamoyer says, avol koidem a mincha osa, gazrinin dilma osi le mechul minei. So he is explaining why Knevis Yerik is only Mutter min ha-mincha la-mayla, but before mincha it is Oser. Dilma Oser la-meichel minei. So it would seem that this Knevis Yerik is also Roy Lachila. Maybe the Balamoyer is like the Magen Avraham. Zakti Gemara weiter. Devei Rabbi Yehuda, and the house of Rabbi Yehuda, mekan vikarve. They used to make neves of kruv, of cabbage. Dvei rabe gardikari, good squashes they used to either take out of the shell. Kiven the chazu the havikom echarfi. Rabe saw that this was a whole asik. Makdim in Rashi says lifnei hamincha. They used to go and do this before the Zman Minchik Tane. Da hashte lav agmas nefeshu. So now we have an iser of tirche, where Rashi learns. Amalohu, smoyridik. Amalohu, so he told the Rebbetzin, they were some of the ones that were doing this. Amalohu osa igarte mi marove mishmei de Rabbi Yechanan de osa. That I received a letter from Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi Yechanan Paskins, you're not allowed b'chlal to make Knevis Yerik and Yom Kippur. Amalul in she beisi Rashi says, Osa igalta mi marove, ki heiched ala kabla mine. So it is very interesting. It seems Rabbi had problems. He tell his wife that it is Osa. It seems he wouldn't be too convincing. So he had to go and tell her, Nu, Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael sent me a letter that it's Osa. Nu, I mean, with Rabbi Yochanan she wouldn't be chaylik. To me, this Kama Limudim we can learn from over here, that the Yi Kalish Seire Bebeisai, it seems it wasn't in all houses. Rabbi had problems. And the Leidach Gis, it seems that his mutter to say a sheker, to accomplish Al Kaponim, that will accomplish that the Halach will be in the sky with his mutter. Hodron Halach Ve'iluk Shorim. Zuck the Mishnah. Kol Kisvei HaKoidish, Matzilin oison mipnei hadleiket. Now here we are speaking about if there is a fire. So kisvei hakodesh, we'll see in the next mishnah. Here we are speaking about the chiddush of the hatzola. Here is speaking about that one is here's a shaila of a hitzod rabbanon. We're speaking about number one is a shaila of tirche. Number two, there's a shaila of a hitzod rabbonon. This we're speaking about, there's no eriv. They're taking out a chotzer sheinu murevetz. V'afal pikein, they were matter, the tirche, and the hitzod rabbonon, mipnei hadleike. Let us see Rashi. Kol kisvei hakodesh, kigoin toire, neviim uksuvim. V'loitayim et toire l'chudu d'shoi l'mitrach l'atzuli v'loi shar svorim. So it says, no, kol kisvei hakodesh. Matzilin oison, k'dektoni l'kamon, l'movoi she'enei mefulish. We're speaking about a movoi she'enei mefulish. That means that there are three mechitzes, three walls, and on the fourth ruach, there's one lechi. V'tirche ba'almahu d'shori b'hu, so the chiddush over here is that even though there's a tirche to schlep it out, and also there's a psahitzah da rabbonon, afal pikein, they were matter. The Rajba brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that, so they were matter on Yisrael da rabbonon als covered kisvei hakodesh. What if he can't do that? I mean, by the time we'll start schlepping out all the kisvei hakodesh, some will be burned. So the Yerushalmi says, according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds a melacha shein tzricha legufa is potar avolosa. So that means every kibui, when a person is mechaba an eish, so if he's mechaba in order to have charcoal, so that's called a melacha tzricha legufa. If he's mechaba not to make pchomim, so that's a malacha shein etzrich legufa, which is only osa mida rabbonim. So the Shalmi says, according to Rab Shimon, if he doesn't have an eitzah, this eitzah, so he's permitted to extinguish the fire. So the poiskim amedaik that Bavli is chaylik, and it seems even though both are the rabbonim, that this is much more chomel. A malacha skibui, since the tzures hamalacha, he's doing a malacha d'iraise, and the whole reason it becomes a darabonon is because his kavonis is not a kavona lechiyev, that they weren't makelin. Haitzoh and ha'amokim she'enem ma'uriv, so be'etzem, the tzures hadvorim, there's no malacha d'iraise at all, there's no haitzoh. There's only haitzoh darabonon. Here tutzach the tzures ha'malacha, no, because of his kavonis, it's only chayim midarabonon, here they were not makel. Now the Mishnah continues. Kol kisvei hakodesh, bein shekoyrin bohen, ubein she'ein koyrin bohen. So now let us see Rashi. Bein shekoyrin bohen. So Rashi learns pshat that the bein shekoyrin bohen kigoy nevim shemaftirin bohen b'shabes b'beis haknesses. Side is a chiyuv kriya on these kisvei hakodesh. Bein she'ein koyrin behem, kegoyin ksuvim. V'afal pikein, even though there's no chiyuv kriya, there's a heter hatzolah. ורבינו הלוי אמר, רבינו הלוי learned a different פשט in אין קיירן בהם. רשי learned פשט אין קיירן בהם is going there's no חייב קריה. כסובים, there's no חייב קריה, אף על פי כן you could be מצו. רבינו הלוי says פשט, אין קיירן בהם means תאפילו יחידים אין קיירן בהם. כסובים, אפילו יחידים are also not permitted to be קיירי. In other words, you're not allowed to say Tillim on Shabbos. Kediktoni taime, what's wrong with that? Mishum bitul beis ha-medrash. The Mishnah is going to end. Mipnei ma ein kairin behem. So the Rabbeinu Alevi learns Trata, this is, we are speaking now, bein shen kairin behem means ksuvim. Mipnei ma ein kairin behem, mipnei bitul beis ha-medrash. So what does that mean? Kediktoni taime shem bitul beis ha-medrash. The moshchi libo. Ksuvim, befrat, bestamme bezman chazal, they understood the teitschwerter, is moshchi libo. The moshchi libo. It is very interesting. O b'shabes, ho yudershim droshe lebalei batim, shasukim b'moloche, kol yamay sachel. Now, so there were two things that were moshich the person. If he was, he would learn ksuvim. It's very interesting. He sits down on his sofa and he looks in there. He says tillim, so he learns tillim. Zeh gishmak. Or the other alternative is to go to hear the drosha. Or besoich ha-drosha ha-yem moichlam hilchis isa ve'etam. We're speaking about bale batim. Shasukim b'meloche kol yemoisachel. So these halachas are very essential for them. But it seems it was more interesting to learn ksuvim than to go and hear the drosha. V'toiv lahem lishmoyam ilikris b'ksuvim. But Chazal held, perhaps it's more interesting to learn the ksuvim, but it's preferable to go to hear the drosha. This is toire g'dele toire shemevi lidei maise, so you'll know exactly what to do. And befrat, named Bezman HaMishneh, that the Dvorim Shal Balpe Yata Roshoi LeKosvam, there was no Svorim to look into. That means so the Yediyas one had in Halachis was what one heard. And if one won't go and hear, so one won't know. So Memele, so Chazal Aseld, that's how the Rabbeinu Levi learns, Chazal Aseld to be Koire in Ksubim and Shabbos. And that's what Rabbeinu Levi learned. So Al Kaponim, so even though these are Sforim, which Shabbos one is not Kairi Ben Ksuvim, Afal Pikeim, that does not have any Shaykhis to the Inyan of Atzola. If there's a fire, one should rescue them. That is the second halach in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continues. Va'af al pi sheksuvim b'chol loshen. So Rashi says, what is the chiddush over here? Ve'ikol aman diyoma lekamon, mikaman diyoma lekamon lo nitnu likros behem. If these kisvei hakodesh were written b'chol loshen, one is not permitted to be koyer them b'chlal, not only in Shabbos. We'll see why in Tosfos. One is not permitted to learn Kisvei HaKodesh that were written b'shal l'shaynis. Afal pikein matzi l'noison. So that's how Rashi says pshat in the next four words. Afal pi sheksuvim b'chol loshin. A third chiddush. That Kisvei HaKodesh that is kosel b'chol loshin. Afal pikein, one is permitted to be matzi. Now the Mishnah says two words, to unim gnize. Osa lehanicham b'mokeim hefka. That, so l'chayre pshat is, we are speaking about that kisvei HaKodesh which were written b'chol loshen. So the Mishnah says, don't leave them b'mokeim hefka. U'bigmore metaretzlo, because it's a bikasha, the way we're learning that pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off by saying that there's a chiyav atzola, matzile noison. And then the Mishnah ends off, you shouldn't put it b'mokim hefker. which would mean that that's all that one is mechuyev to do for kisvei hakodesh shenichtavu b'chol loshon. But there's no chiyev atzala. So the sefer does not stem with the reisha. So Rashi says the Gemara will take care of this. Gemara metal etzla. The rabbi say pirshu the hay b'chol loshon dekama. That we are speaking about, that there's a chesaron of kisvei hakodesh shenichtavu b'chol loshon and ein koyren behem, that's ein koyren behem. So Rashi's Rebbe said aksuvim koy. This is only speaking about ksuvim. V'loy anevim. That means anevim. There's no chesaron of nichtav b'chol loshon. Only on ksuvim there's a chesaron. Umeduma ani. So Rashi says, what is the makayr of my rebbes that they differentiate between neviim and ksuvim? Neviim does no chesaron if it's nichtav b'chol loshon, and ksuvim there's a chesaron. Mipnei mistame they hold shemotzinu biyoynosen benazil sha'omrei targum, because the neviim. Yoinis ben Azil was metag. Hein mekforshim kach. So since Yoinis ben Azil said a targum on Nevi, so you see, Neviim is nemro b'chol loshon. So there's no chesaron by Nevi. By Ksuvim there's no targum. So meila by Ksuvim there's a chesaron of nichtav b'chol loshon. Vani oimer zot Rashi, if that's what they hold, that's the mekoyer. After Neviim, by Neviim there's also a chesaron of nichtav b'chol loshon. Aye, Yenison ben Azil, there's a targum Yenison ben Azil. Im omar Yenison loikosvoy. Zicher, the targum Yenison ben Azil said a targum. That's Torah shebal peh. But to write the targum, that's loinitin loikosvoy. Teire shebeksav that is nitin likosev is davke the chav dalet svarim nitin likosev veloshen hakodesh veloy bishal shoynes. Zicher there's a din targum, the targum is said but not written veloy nitnu likosev, there's no din. So memele, so if someone will write neviim bishal shoynes, you also have a problem, it's not nitin likosev. V'achi meforish b'meseches gila. Uman da osa, the man the omar that asels. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel asel shalashoynes bekulu osa. From all kisvei hakodesh he asels b'shalashoynes. Bar misayfe toire yevonis mishumayse de talmei amalach. So the Gemara says, Klor and Megillah, that the man the Yoma, there's a man the Yoma that says it's Nichtav b'chol loshon. But according to the man the Yoma that says that Kisvei HaKodesh are not Nichtav b'chol loshon, so the only heter is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Davke Sefer Torah b'Yevonis is Mutter. But anything else is also. So you see Klor, that there's an issel to write Neviim b'shal l'shoynes. Aye, there's a Targum of Yoinis ben Azil. The Targum of Yoinis ben Azil and Neviim has nothing to do with Ksive. That was Amur. He said the Targum, but it was never written. There's no difference there between Neviim l'ksuvim. Bifnei bitul beis hamedrash shaya kavua b'shabes kidefrishis la'el. So we have to know, according to the Rabbeinu Alevi, so this is pshat in the sefer. Mipnei ma'ein koyren bohen, why are you not koyre b'ksuvim? Bein shekoyren bohen, bein shen koyren. Why are you koyre b'ksuvim? Mipnei bitul beis hamedrash. But according to Rashi, Ein Koyren Behem and the Reish is speaking about is no Chi of Kriye, there's no Haftar of Ksuvim. So what are we speaking about? Mimnei Ma Ein Koyren Behem. So how do we learn Pshat in the Mishnah according to Rashi? So the Chiddush HaOvev says Pshat, that according to Rashi, Gam b'neviyim ein koirin mishum bitl beis ha-medrash. That the Mishnah is telling us, this is not a pirushan before. Kol kisvei ha-koirish matzil noisim ibnei adleike. Bein she koirin b'em side is a chiv kriye, bein she ein koirin b'em side is not a chiv kriye. But without a chiyuv kriya, neviim you're also not allowed to learn. It's also Moshe. Nebitul beis hamedrash. So Rashi learned pshat that shaloi bizman the chiyuv kriya of the haftaire, just like one wasn't permitted to be kaire in ksuvim, he wasn't permitted to be kaire in neviim also. So this is a new halacha. It's not a pirish and bein shen kairim ben. Let us see Taisus. Kol kisvei akedish matzilin oison mipnei hadleikin. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the kule hai pirke airi kshenofro dleike ba oisei bayis oi ba oisei chotza. That there's a fire in this bayis or in the chotza. The kivin shoha eisham vadai bohuhu. There's a fire burning. So a person is bo vishoris lei osi lechabuye kedem aforish bigmor. Avlo novlo dleike bebayis acher mutel lahatzil hakel. Now, the Bach and the Chaydisha Oviv explained this taisvis, the Bemis and this taisvis, even though it was written at the beginning of the Perik, they say it does not have a shaykhis with our Mishnah, it has a shaykhis with the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Our Mishnah that is speaking about Hatzolah of Kisvei HaKodesh, so our Mishnah Rashi told us there's a Chiddush over here, that even though he's carrying in the Mokim that's Mechusar Erev, from this thing they were matter the Isser Haitzah als Kvayt Kisvei HaKodesh. That is our Mishnah. Let us look for 1 minute on the Mishnah of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Matzilin Mozen Gimel Sudeis. One is permitted to be Matzil, a Mozen of Gimel Sudeis. And Rashi says in the Mishnah that's speaking about Beteira Torah, or Bnei Tiltonil Chotzim or Rebbes. Now, Be'emison, we're speaking about a chotzer mol revis. He's carrying it out that there's an erev. Rafal Pekin, they were only matter gimel sudis. So the Gemara asks, Michdei behetere kotarach. He's carrying something that is ganze mutter. So Rashi says, chozu letulto. He's not carrying dvorim muktzim, he's carrying out food. Ulo chotzer mol revis. Not so tvei. So why is he only permitted to take out mozin shalosh sudas? Amarove mitoich she'odam bo la'al mamonai. There's a fire burning, and if you'll permit him to take out more, and the person is bo, yishoris lei osi lechabuye. So if he'll get involved already, that now his mind is geared to take out the Dvarim HaMutarim, but his mind is geared already, he has to rescue all the things, it shouldn't get burnt, is Osi L'Chabuyi. So Rashi says, Vishoris Leilas Chulei Batzolei Kulei Hai. He'll start getting involved in that Zola, Mitoich Shehu Bolu, Minshi Lei Shabbos, Va'osi Nami L'Chabuyi. So he got involved already, that he has to see to rescue as much as he can rescue. So Memele, so if he'll see something he can rescue, he'll leshes the fire. He'll forget that it is Shabbos. So therefore they told him, listen here, there's a fire, you can only take out 3 sudas. So he's not involved in Melechus HaTzolah. If he's not involved in Melechus HaTzolah, so Memele, that's why they were matter. 3 sudas and not more. So the Chiddush HaOviv and the Bach say that this Taisvis, the Rabbeinu Tam, is going on Yenem Mishneh. Yenem Mishneh, that Be'etzim, there are no Kulis involved. There are no kulis involved. That means he's taking a dover that's mutal l'taltal l'chotza amurebis. So the whole, but they asked him to be misasik, to be involved in that solar, because since Adam Bohul, he might come and be mechaber. So the Rebbeinu Tam said a very geschmackish tiktoret. So he says, that's dafke, the chotzer, or the bias that the fire is burning. So this person is Bohul. So Chazal wanted to make sure he shouldn't get involved with rescuing more things. Vishor islai osi l'chabuye. Avul noflo dleike bebayis achen. But what if he's a shochen? He's a shochen, that means his next door neighbor there's a fire burning. By him nothing's burning, but he doesn't know when the fire engines are going to come. So Lamaise, he decides, now who knows what's going to happen? So he now wants to go and take out, he doesn't want to take out shoulder shooters, he wants to take out all the food he has in the house. So the Rebbeinu Tam says this is permissible. Why is this permissible? Because he's not bold. The Baal, the fire brennt doch bei jenem. So this will be permissible. But the Bach says, Gabi, our Mishnah is a different geschäft im Ganzen. Our Mishnah is speaking about that you're doing Isurim. You're being matzel sifrei kodesh, you're being matzel sifrei kodesh, you're carrying it with a mokim sheinim behurit. So he says that could be. There's no kula in a second chotzer more than in a first chotzer. Here the meduber is not because he's bold. Duma osi lechabuye. So this tesis ba'etzem is negeya the mishnah daf kuf yitzayin on midbeis. The Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Chayei Adam that al kaponim, the heter that Rabbeinu Tam said that a person who lives in another bias is not bol, so he's permitted to take out all the food from his house. So the Chayei Adam is metzadet, could be he can go to Yenim's house and take out for Yenim also, because he is not bol. Since Segeitam Nishton, the fire is by Yenim, so Memela, so just like he's not Bohul, Lagabi his own Nechosim, Lagabi Yenim is Chosim, he's also not Bohul. So he'll be permitted to take out more for Yenna also. That is what the Chayei Adam is Mitzad. Zakti Gemara, Itma, Hayu Ksuvim Targim, Hayu Bechol Loshim. Hayaksuvim Targim, so Rashi says, Aksuvim Koma. This is according to the Rashi's Rebbes, that they learned that the whole Soren of Nichtev B'chol Loshen is only by Ksuvim. Nevi'im is Zicha Nichtev B'chol Loshen, because we have Targim Yenisim B'Nezil. V'lin Yirakol Kisvei HaKadosh Koy, the way Rashi said before, because the whole heter of Targim was Amire, not Ksive. So now, this third shot, which we had in the Mishnah, Avo Pishak Subim B'chol Loshen, the Gemara is going to go back to the Mishnah, but now, that's what we are speaking about now. Hoyok Subim, if you had Kisvei HaKodesh, and they were written not B'loshen HaKodesh, Targum, Oy B'chol Loshen, what is the halacha? Rav Huna Omar Ein Matzilin Oison Mipnei Hadleike. There is no heter to be matzel these ksuvim Mipnei Hadleike, because it would nichtav b'chol loshen. Rav Chizda Omar Matzilin Oison Mipnei Hadleike. So now the Gemara says as follows: Ali b'demanda Omar Nitnu Likreis Behem. Now there's a machlikas Tanoim in Megillah. If one is permitted to be kairei ksuvim, that were nichtav b'chol loshen. So if you hold, you're allowed to be koirei, the kolam v'loy pligi de matzila, so memele yezicha matzila. Ki pligi alibe de man da oma loy nitnu likreis behem. Be'etzem, you're not permitted to be koirei in these ksuvim. They weren't permitted to be written, you're not permitted to be koirei behem. So Rav Huna Omar Ein Matzila, so you're not allowed to be matzel. The holoi nitno likreis behem. Rav Chizda Omar Matzilin Mishum Bizoyin Kisvei HaKodesh. That means even though one is not permitted to be Koire, he shouldn't have written it either. The content of this Tzavis is Kisvei HaKodesh. Shteitach Doten Choshev Ezachem. So Memele, als Bezoyin Kisvei HaKodesh, one is permitted to be Matzah. This is the Svara of Rav Chizda. So you have a Machloikes, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Let us see Rashi. Ali b'demand o'mon nitnu likreis behen, mutter likreis b'kisvei kodesh haksuvim b'chol loshen. One is permitted to learn from them, but Meseches Megillah ve'ein ben Svarim, u'tfilin ha'mezuzes, that is a Mishneh elosha Svarim nichtovim b'chol loshen. No, if Svarim ha'nichtovim b'chol loshen, you're permitted to write it that way, you're permitted to be kodesh. Avad givis, it's nitn latzilo. But according to the man, the Yom Aloid Nitn, Ramishim Ben Gamli or Polygala, Va'omar Rav Sforim Laetirish Yichdavu El or Yevonis. Only Yevonis, we had Rabbi Yudah Sedavka Sefer Torah. So Mamela, there, according to the man, Ramishim Ben Gamli, that holds Aloid Nitnu, Litnu likreis behen, but al kaponim, it's still kisvei hakodesh, even though it is written in a different lashon, it's still kisvei hakodesh, al bezoyin kisvei hakodesh, we're matzel. That's a svara of Rav Chizda, and Rav Huna hold, no, since it's like litnu likreis, I'm a mele, you're not matzel. Zog to Gemara. Tnan, let us see our Mishnah. Kol kisvei hakodesh matzila noisam ibnei hadlik. Bein shekoyren ben, bein shein koyren ben. Av al pi sheksuvim b'chol loshen. Even though it's kosuv b'chol loshen, you're also matzil. My love, the last safe shot in the Mishnah. Shekoyren behem, neviyim. That is a chiv kriya leitrashe, you're permitted to be koyre. Shein koyren behem ksuvim. Af, now, but it's only game by it. Af, al pi yanudin. Sheksuvim b'chol loshin. So what's the chiddush? Sheksuvim b'chol loshin. So that means, the loy nitnu likreis behem. O ketoni matzilin. So I have enough in the Mishnah. That's the flow of the Mishnah. Now that's the third bov in the Mishnah that's telling us that even though it's nichta b'chol loshin, the loy nitnu likreis behem, that's the af al pi mistam. If it's nitnu likreis, what's the af al pi? So l'chayim means it's alay nitnu likreis, uktoni matzilu. Ot yufte der Rav Huna. So our Mishnah is at yufte der Rav Huna. Oma l'cha Rav Huna, v'tizbere. You're asking from the flow of the Reisha, so it seems the Reisha is telling us that it's, that the Reisha is telling us that it is mutter to be matzil kisvi ha-kodesh and nichtabu b'choloshn. But Tizbara, Eima Seifa, what does the Seifa say? To Unin Gnize. That you should not put them b'mokim hefker. You shouldn't put it b'mokim hefker. Hashte Atzuli Metzalina. If the way you learn Shat in the Mishnah, that you matzal it, you're allowed to take it out. Filu Lachotzu Sheinim Olevis, Gnize me boy. So what is the Seifa telling us? Hello, Rav Huna metaretz l'taimei, v'Rav Chizda metaretz l'taimei. Rav Huna metaretz l'taimei. The pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Bein shekoyren behem nevi, bein shekoyren behem ksuvim. You're allowed to be matzah. Ba'meh dvorim amurim sheksuvim b'loshen ha-kodesh. But it's dafke was written b'loshen ha-kodesh. Avol b'chol loshen ein matzilim. But if it was written b'chol loshen, is ein matzilin. Afilu hochi gnize boy. So now what the Mishnah says, so we're finished. Ben shekayim ben shein kayir ben. But now we say, af al pi sheksuvim b'chol loshen, that the din is that ein matzilin, aber af al pi kein tunim gnize. So af al pi is a, not a hemshech of the matzilin, it's saying, even though k'suvim b'choloshen she'ein matzilin, tu'unin g'nize. So that's a Rav Huna learned pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Chizda mitaretz l'taimei. Rav Chizda learned different pshat in the Mishnah. Bein shekoyren ben nevi. Bein shekoyren ben k'suvim. Af al pi sheksuvim b'choloshen is nami matzilin. So what's that a tu'unin g'nize? V'ochi koma u'mekak shalohen. What happens if this kisvei hakodesh nichtavu b'chol loshen? It disintegrated, so now there's nothing left of it. It's u'mekak shalohen, so the fragments of disintegrated cloth that are left over, to'unim gneza. There is no din of atzole, but to'unim gneza. Let us see Rashi. Vav obishiksuvim b'chol loshin v'loy nitnu likrois the midukom ha'af alpi mechlad loy nitnu likrois v'am di nitnu ma'agrei usay sakoche loy nitnu likrois hayim esayful di doch b'amret af obishiksuvim b'chol loshin amat zilin koi that is a heter atzola achiv atzola hayim esayful koche mil sabapei navsheyu utunig nize b'chol so pshita ashta b'shabes matzalinon lehu. If you're matzal in Shabbos, geniza b'chol mi boy. So kol chapsham, the Mishnah is not the way you say. Velohochi boy geniza, diktoni vafo pishaksuvim b'chol loshen, la vahat solekoi. This is not going on the dinat sole, elatunin geniza, vahochi kom, afo pishaksuvim b'chol loshen. So ube Shabbos, ein matzila noisei, abo b'chol mi atunin geniza. That's according to Rav Hunen, according to Rav Chizde, we're saying afo pishiksuv mecholoshen matzila noisan umekak shalem in bolu v'nasu rikoven afa amekak rak buvish shalachilas atayloim to'unim gnize. One needs gnize. Let us see Taisvis. Alivya demand the yoma nikno likres ben kula alme loy pligi de matzila. If it's nikno likres, so everyone knows your matzah. So Taisva says, "V'hashte svorim shalomu matzilin the nitnu likreis ben." That means an egeya, the mishnayis, the gemores, the meforshei amikre, which bizman chazal was zicher not nitnu likose, because dvorim shabar per yatereshoy lekaisvon. But bizman hazeh that we write everything al tetar aveis lasis l'ashem eifero teiroseche k'damrin eban nezokin. Is memele is so by us this whole Mishnah does not apply because by us everything is nitnu likosi. Loi nitnu likreis ben peirish Rashi the hainu Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel the polig v'masnisim per kama de Megillah the af svarim loi tiru sheyichtavu elo levon yivonis. Now so the shaila is so we have to understand one thing. He says, this man, the Yomar, who holds loy nitnu likrois, we have a machloikis. The Chachamim hold nitnu likrois. So Rashi says, that's a Chachamim that holds it nitnu likose. And who holds loy nitnu likrois? That's Rav Shimon Gamliel holds loy nitnu likose. So now we have to understand the formula. Why is it, if it's loy nitnu likose, it's loy nitnu likrois? Upeire sharaf peiris. So Rav Peiris said a gewaldike lomdes. The hainuk taime, kiven the loy nitnu likosek, since this should not be written, he says, let us be megashe. So a person goes and writes a tilim in English. So it's loy nitnu likosek. It has to be written in Loshna Kodesh. Also likreis behem, so therefore you're not allowed to be kairet. Why? Mishum the dvorim shebiksav also lo omrom balpe. So the Rabbeinu Peire said, "Amuim de kechidish." That means like this: that tilim is dvorim shebiksav. Tilim is ksuvim. It's dvorim shebiksav. You wrote it in English, so you're not allowed to write it in English. That is not the way it should be written. So since it shouldn't be written that's what, way, so that's not called you're laning it mitoich haksav, because tilim should not be written in English. So when I'll say a kapitel tilim in English, I'm saying the dvorim shebiksav, I'm saying a tilim is dvorim shebiksav, the inyan is dvorim shebiksav, not mitoich haksav. That's not called mitoich haksav. So memele, so that's the formula. If it's loinitingly kosev, if you're not permitted to write tilim in English, so if I'll say the tilim from an English tilim, it's called Dvarim Shebiksav Yato Asher Eloim Ram Bal Peh. This is considered Bal Peh. Amir de Kechidosh. Mishem de Dvarim Shebiksav Osel Om Ram Bal Peh. So the Chaydish Aviv learned Pshat, that Tais is going to ask two kashas on the Rabbeinu Peiris. The kashas. The ein ze yato reshoi lo imra bal peh. That's not considered, I'm saying it bal peh. Kivin shayne imroi beloshen el hakoidish, ela ba'oisei loshen kshayng suvim. So he's saying as follows. If he would look, if he would say to him by heart, so the fashteitzach, so the words that is written, that are written, he's saying to him ashra yoish, and it is written in English. So fashteitzach, that is considered, he's saying it bal peh. But if he's reading it in English, so that's called, it's not called bal peh. Kimin sheina imrei beloshen ha-kodesh, ala ba-oisai loshen, k'sheheng k'suvim. So that's called miteich ha-ksav. That means even though you weren't permitted to write it, but it's not called bal peh. It's called, I'm saying it, mitoich haksav. Haksav does not mean, it's not totally if you were permitted to write it this way, not permitted to write it this way. I'm not saying it bal peh, I'm saying mitoich haksav. So now the Chaydish Aviv has a vesu. Another kashe. Toshori lemeime bal peh, talgum kidem talgum rav yois. Then he asks a second kashe. This is not considered Dvorim Shebiksav. Dvorim Shebiksav means, so he's saying the Targum of Tilim. This is a translation of Tilim. Rav Yosef used to say the Targum. Kedem Targum Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was blind. So when Rav Yosef said the Targum, he didn't look in anyway. There's no place where to look in. So how did Rav Yosef say the Targum? So there's a thesis in Baba Kame that Rav Yosef was a Gevaldik Gebaki in Targum. So others say, Rav Yosef said Targum because Chumash he couldn't say. Because Dvorim Shebiksav Yatash Aroim Bal Peh. So he said Targum. So according to Rabbeinu Peiris, watch out, he said Targum. Targum is also, he's saying Dvorim Shebiksav. Weiss the Chois, Dvorim Shebiksav means if he says it Kichsovoi. If he says it Beloshna Kodesh, that is not permitted to be said Bal Peh. But if he's saying the translation, that's a Dvorim Shebiksav. That's Dvorim Shebal Peh. The translation is Dvorim Shebal Peh. That is not Dvorim Shebiksav. So Taisus is asking a double kasha on the Rabbeinu Peiris. Kasha number one is, afilu, we will assume that the translation is considered Dvorim Shebiksav because this is only the translating the Dvorim Shebiksav. But he's saying it mitoich haksav. Was geit moron niten likosav, loy niten likosav. But that's not considered Bal Peh. It's mitoich haksav. And number two, this bechlal doesn't fall into the category of Dvorim Shebiksav. Fakerti, he's saying the translation of Dvorim Shebiksav. That's Dvorim Shebal Peh. And Dvorim Shebal Peh, one is permitted to say Bal Peh. So Taisvis left us really hanging in the luft. So Taisvis, we had a problem over here. The Gemara seems to say that if you are not permitted to write Tilim in English, you're not permitted to read it. Not permitted to read from an English Tilim. So the Rabbeinu Peiris wanted to say, what does Mayim Shemitah Leitzah HaSinai? What does reading have to writing? So he said, Eshtik Teirah, because then there's a chasson of Dvorim Shebiksav. But Teisvis did not like this. So what's why you're not allowed to read it? So the Chaydish Aviv says, L'chayri, you have to say, according to Teisvis, the reason you're not allowed to read it, because if he might read it, he might come to write it. He's not permitted to write it. So therefore, they asked him to read it. Al Kolponim, we have here a machloikis, that Kisvei HaKodesh, which were written b'chol loshen, and they were not permitted to be written b'chol loshen, if there's a din hatzole, so Rav Chisda says there is, and Rav Huna says not. Zukt de Gemara weiter. Meisve. We learned, Hoyu ksuvim targum, v'chol loshen, u'b'chol loshen, matzile noison mipnei hadleike, enough in the baraise, that Kisvei HaKodesh were written b'chol loshen, you are matzel, and often b'raise araye to Rav Chisde. T'yufte the Rav Hune. Omar l'cho Rav Hune, hay tane sover nitno likreis be. This tana holds, it's nitno likreis. You're permitted to read it. It's permitted to read it, you're matzel. He says the poshta pshat is, because he holds it's nitno likosev mistome. So therefore, it's nitno likreis. Toshma. Ho yuksu vim giftis, adoyis ivris, som eivar hanor, il mis yibonis, afalpi shiloi nitno likreis bohen, matzilen oison mivnei hadleik. This bereise, me ken sich nicht eisdrein. This bereise says klo, that it's loi nitno likreis, like here Rav Hune is upgefragt. He says, that's true. This Baraisa is klar not like me. This Baraisa holds, even though it's not Nitin Likreis, it's Nitin Lahatzel. But there's a machlokes Tanoi. That Tana is taka like Rav Chisde. But there's a Tana like me. The Sanya, we learned a different bereis. Ho yaksuvim targum, u b'chol loshen matzila noison mipnei hadleike. Rabbi Yosi yoyma, ein matzila noison mipnei hadleike. So that's what we hear from everybody. So Rabbi Yosi is klar like Rav Hune. Rabbi Yosi says that if it was nichtav b'chol loshen, ein matzila noison mipnei hadleike. So you see klar like Rav Hune. Omar Rav Yosi, Maise Ba'abe Chalafte. Now Rav Yosi related a Maise from his father Chalafte. Shaholach Eitzel Rav Gamliel Berivi. Now this Rav Gamliel Berivi was a Odom Godel, that's called Berivi, the great Rav Gamliel. Letverye, Umotsoi Shoya Yoshev Al Shulchonoi Shel Rav Yochanan Ben Nizer. He was sitting on the same shulchan with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nizuf. Ubiyodoi sefer iyuf targum, v'hu kairei boy. And he was reading Kisvei Kodesh iyuf that was nichtav beloshen targum, not beloshen haKodesh. Omar loi, so Abba Chalafte told him, Zocher ani, I remember, I witnessed. Berabim Gamliel Avi Avicha. This is Rabim Gamliel Hazok and your grandfather. Shaya Oimed Al Gabe Milo Bahara Bayis. Beviu Lefon of Sefer Iyuv Targum. And they brought him a Sefer Iyuv Targum. And he was a Gevaldike Kanoi. For Omar Lebanoi, he told to one of the masons over there, Shaku Tachas Hanadvech. You should put it, you should be guiding it under one of the rows of the bricks. So after Rabbi Yosi told Rabbi Gamliel this maise, she also was guiding it. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda ima areve shel tit kofu olov. I think Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda is relating the maise of Abba Chalafte that it wasn't put under a row of bricks. They put an areve shel tit. Omar Rebbe shtei tshuvis bedover. It's not mistavadoi Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda relates the maise chode v'chi tit parabais minayim v'oid v'chi muta la'avdom b'yad elo menichem v'moke matufe v'hein markivin me'aleim. So to put an areve shel tit, that's called an ibud b'yadayim, so mistome, that is not the maise that had happened. Let us see Rashi Devar. Zogt Rashi, Ivris Ksav Shal Eivar Hanor. That was a different Ksav. That's not Ksav Ashuris. That's Ksav Libuno. It's a different type of a Ksav. Abe Chalafta, Abe Shal Rabbi Yosi Chalafta Shmei. Am Gamliel Berivi Lehoye Benoi Shal Rabbi Elo Odom Godel Kori Berivi. Am Gamliel Avi Avicha, who Ram Gamliel Azokin, Ram Gamliel Shaybe Deire Shel Chalafte, הוא אבי אביו של רבינו הקודש. גב מיילה בהר הבייס, שבהר הבייס היה מיילס כשהוא הולך בגבוי כדסם במסכס מידס, נדווה יחשורס אבני הבניין, טיפה הר הבייס מניים, וחיביטית היה בוינם, ולבטרחסית היה בוינם, בטרחסית הסחיל וסיד, פלסטר וסנד, מורובים וטיט להבה לאופר מים, הטולף גולי והפקר. So בקיצר, that is the end of the Baraisa. Now the Gemara is going to explain what we had said till now, that Rabun had said Tanoi. Man Tanoi. Who are the Tanoi? Let's see what Rashi is. Man Tanoi de Koma Rabun Elel. Tanoi. Man Mehani Tanoi Koi Kerav Chizde. O Man Kerav Hun. It says Rabun Elel Maise told us that there's a Machlokes Tanoim in this Shaila. Something that's loinit and likrois, is you're not matzel, like Rav Huna. There's a Tana that says something that's loinit and likrois, you are matzel. Man Tanoi. Ileime Tanekame de Rabbi Yosi, but that's the Tanoi. The Tanekame said if it was Nichtav, Exuvim targum abochol loshen matzila noison. And Rabbi Yosi says, ein matzila noison. So the Gemara says, vidilme bohoka miflegi. Marsova nitno likris ben, or marsova loin nitno likris ben. Not the machloikis is, if loin nitno likris, if matzila. Maybe the machloikis is, is it nitin likris or not? The Tanakama holds nitin likris, and Rabbi Yosi holds, loy nitn likrais. Be'emesin l'chayre etz muchach like that from the Baraisa. Because Rabbi Yosi said, ma'ise ba'abe chalafte. So what was the ma'ise ba'abe chalafte? I mean, the ma'ise ba'abe chalafte was that it's loy nitn likrais. If the Tanakama also holds loy nitn likrais, so was the ma'ish mitzalei tzarsin, it says a machloikis, if matzilim tzayin matzilim. So what does Rabbi Yosi bring down a ma'ise with his father? So lechayre weist ois lechayre from the Baraisa that the machloikes the Tanekame and Rabbi Yosi is in this Nekuda, is it nitin likreis? Is it not nitin likreis? That is the machloikes. Rabbi Yosi bought a raya from Abachalafte to show that it's not nitin likreis. Stel it as I go to Loshna Gemara v'dilme bohokim if ugi lechayre tzayre muchach from the Baraisa that is the machloikes. Marsova nitno likris ben, a marsova loy nitno likris ben. So the Gemara says, you know the machloikis, tanoimis ala Rabbi Yosi, v'tana de giftis. We had a baraisa, a previous baraisa, that we once said to you to the Rav Huna, the baraisa said that, hoyiksuvim giftis, avopish loy nitno likris, matzila nois menei hadleike. So this baraisa is klo like Rav Chisde, and Rabbi Yosi is klo like Rav Huna. Zot Rashi, ilay metanekame ke Rav Chisde ve Rav Yosi ke Rav Huna, dil metayme de tanekame mishim de kesova nitno likris ben. Unehei de Rav Yosi koi ke Rav Huna, mir ke Rav Chisde loy koi. Veloy chad, there's not one that holds like Rav Chisde, da Rav Chisde afelo mandom aloy nitno kama matzila. So the Gemara said that the Tana ke Rav Chisde is the Tana of the Baraisa of Giftis. Zog Taisus, Ilmis Yevonis. So we see, Hoya Ksuvim, in this Barais it says, Hoya Ksuvim Giftis, Midius, Ivris, Ilmis Yevonis, Havo Pish Loinitno Likreis Behem. So here you see that even Yevonis is also Asa. Aymari, the Osye ke Rabbi Yehuda, the Oso shall sforim lichtai b'yevonis, lehitar b'seifa tere bovad, ava rabon and shori af b'shal sforim gedome per kama de Megillah. The Masha explains, the Gemara in Megillah says, there's a three-way machlekes. The Chadrashi brought down the Chachomim hold that kol kisvei kodesh is nitin likos of b'cholosh. Period. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it is only mutter yevonis. Now, in Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's a machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim. What is mutter in yevonis? Rav Yehuda holds only a sefer Torah is mutter in yevonis. But other kisvei HaKodesh is also a filo b'yevonis. The Chachamim hold, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, everything is mutter in Yevonis. So Taisva says, this Tane is like Rav Yehuda, Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because here it says, there's a chesorin of Kisvi HaKodesh be Yevonis. So this is according to Rav Yehuda, Alibid Rav Shimon Gamliel. We are speaking about Shah Kisvi HaKodesh, that it is not a Sifrei Torah. It's not a Sefer Torah. Ubiyodai Sefer Iyuv Targum. Mashme shebimei hatanoim kvar nase targum ksuvim. That bimei hatanoim they had a targum already of ksuvim. V'chein tanya b'megila. It says b'megila b'halol afilu asore koirim v'asore metargim in mashen kem b'toire. That you could be yaitze even though you have 10 koilas of koirim and 10 koilas of metargim. So Vaistachoi is that there was a Targum on Ksuvim. Afal Pisha Yainosan Loyaso. The Gemara says in Megillah that Yainosan only made a Targum on Nevi'im, not on Ksuvim. Yikol Mokeim Shuv Nase Bimei HaTanoim. Udeloi Ke'oimrim the Targum Shal Ksuvim Rabbi Yosef Aso. Others say that Rabbi Yosef was the one that made a Targum on Ksuvim. He was an Amoret. Here we see klar that Bizman HaTanoim was a Targum, that Bizman Rav Gamliel HaZaken, it was a Targum on Eiv already. So we see even though Rabbi Yonasan ben Azil did not make a Targum on Ksuvim, but Bizman HaTanoim there was already a Targum on Ksuvim. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabon Habrochais Vahakamei. Habroches means a person had a siddur. Matbeya broches shetovu chachomim kigoin yutches bishar broches. So a person had a siddur that was full of broches. Vahakameyim. Or there were kameyim. Afal pi sheyesh bohem oisiyoy shalshem. Even though in this siddur there's Oisiyes Shel Shem, Umeinyona is Harbe, and there's also Psukim, Shebetoire, Ein Matzilin Oison Mipnei Hadleike, Elon Isrofen Bimkoimon Hein Vaasker Oiseim. Now let us understand this. This Inyan of Abroches is a Siddur. A Siddur is not Dvorim Shebiksav. The Broches is Teire Shebaal Peh. We mentioned, and when we learned Broches, we mentioned Rabbi Yonasan Zochein of Broches as Pshat. There's a whole sugya that they didn't know how to make a Broche, the Nusach of Lamar Shinim, they didn't know. Haganze Geratschke. Who doesn't know? So he explains because there were no Sidurim Bizman Chazal, because that is a locha of Dvorim Shebaal Peh, Yata Shoy Lekaiswam. They should not be written. So now if a person had written, not legally, he had written a Siddur, or he had written Kameyim. Now, this is worse than Ksuvim Shalai Nitin Likosev. Ksuvim Shalai Nitin Likosev, Vinish Vi, the content is Kisvei HaKodesh. You have here a whole Sefer Tilim over here. Good, it shouldn't have been written in English, but you have here Kisvei HaKodesh. Masha'enken over here, you have some shemits. And agav ulche, the chidush yaran brings down the machloikis. What pshat in these oisiyei shel shem? So he, what others want to say, oisiyei shel shem is, there wasn't written the shem yudke vavke there. It was written to yudin, which amaram is an Hashem. And he says that it means that the shem amish, since it was not written b'kedusha, because it's leinitin likosev, so memela, so we're not worried about that also. These psukim that were written in the Kameis is also, this is not Kisvei HaKodesh. So memeile ein matzilin oison mipnei hadleike. Elon nisrofen bimkoimon hein vaasker oiseim. So if there's a sreife, you're not matzil them, and you let them be burnt. Mikan omru. Kisvei brochis, a person who elects on himself to write brochis, Kisayrfei Teire, so he's equivalent to a Sayrf Teire. Because by writing this, if there will ever be a sreifa, it will not be nitzel. So they said, koisvei brochis kisirfei toyer. Maise be'echad shehoya koisev b'tzaydo. There was someone, b'tzaydo, that used to write sedure illegally. Bo v'haydiyu es Rabbi Yishmael. So they told Rabbi Yishmael that there's this and this person beside him who's writing a siddur. Ba'olach Rabbi Yishmael le'boitkoi. So he went to investigate. He didn't take it face value. He asked to see himself. Shahoya oile besulam. When he started walking up the steps, Hirgishboy. So Yenna Seifa Chap Rabbi Yishmael is coming, and he realized that it won't be a pleasant visit. He'll chap him doing something wrong. Not al tumish al brochis. So he took a lot of contrasim of brochis. V'shokon besafel shomayim. And he put it in a keli full of water and everything erased and he's innocent. Nothing is there. He won't chap him with the goods. Abeloshen hazeh omolei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael just told them, Godol einish ha'achrim min harish. That's what he told them. What you did now is worse than what you were doing before. Let us see Rashi. Ha'brochais matbei ha'brochais ha'tov v'cham ked yuchetz v'sha'brochais. U'minyonais harbei mi'parshiyai shahoyu koismin b'kameyim psukim l'lachash. Kigain kalamachlo, kigain lo sira mi pachad loilo. Nisrofen bim koimom, inoflo adleike bishabes. Kiselfei teure, sharei lo yatzilaim bishabes. So memele, so it's kiselfei teure. Le boitkoi, imemes oyo adobo. If it is true, tumis kevutzes kuntreisen. Oyo, yeah, so he told him, so what was the Avla? He says, the Avla was that he was Ma'abed B'yadayim, the Sheamus and the Psuki. Let us see a little further. Boy minei reish galuse mei rabbe barafune. Reish galuse esta shayla von rabbe barafune. Hoya ksuvim besam ubesikre bekumes ubekankantum beloshen hakodesh. It was written beloshen hakodesh. He had kisvei hakodesh, and it was written beloshen hakodesh. Is gevaldik, but it was written not bidyoy. It was written with a ink that is not used for kisvei hakodesh. So he asked Hashaila. Matzilin oison mibnei adleike oyein matzil, and he explained the shaila tiboi leman the yoma matzilin. Now he says we already had a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chisde by adavor shaosu likrois. If matzilin sayin matzil, Rav Chisde hold matzilin, Rav Huna hold matzilin. But my shaila is not dependent. They're machlekes. To boil them on the yoma matzila, to boil them on the yoma ain matzila. To boil them on the yoma ain matzila. Claire, I feel according to Rav Huna holds ain matzila. Hani mili heichid ksivi targum b'cholosh. There was written targum b'cholosh. Aval hochid ksivi b'loshen hakodesh. Here it's written b'loshen hakodesh. Matzila, so here you zicha matzil. This is much better than Talgum. Veidil me'afilu l'man d'yoma matzilin hani mili heichad k'sivi b'dyoy d'mekay. If it is written b'dyoy, so that means, so this thing has an arichas yomim, it will last, it won't mexichos, so it's an inyan to be matzilin. Avol hochik even the loy mekayim. That means afilu you will be matzalit. It won't last much long either. It doesn't have a long lifespan. Avol hochik even the loy mekayim. So memela, there's no inyan to be matzalit. Loy, so there's no inyan to be matzal. So he cloud maybe afilu loy traf chizde it is also, or maybe afilu loy trafun it is mutter. O malei ain matzilin. So he told them. Ein matzilin. Let us see what Rashi says. Tiboy lamad yama benichtovim b'choloshin matzilin. ועולם הדיומה אין מצילה, ולא עם מקיים, אין מסקיים כדיור.